Parshas Emor, Tovshinayim Tes. Want to welcome everybody to the Shir this week. We are marching our way toward Shavuos, just 3 weeks left until Shavuos. Next week at this time, we would already be, I believe, past Lag BaOmer, the night after Lag BaOmer. So we're really moving along in the period of Sfira. And really, in Parshas Emor, this week's Parsha, there's a couple of different themes. There's a couple of different things in the Parsha. And the second half of the Parsha, we discuss the Yomim Tovim, the different Yomim Tovim that we celebrate throughout the year. And this week, in our Parsha, is when we speak about all of them. And in the middle of the Parsha of the Yom Tovim, the Torah mentions our time of the year that we're going through right now. The Torah mentions the period of Sefiras HaOmer. And the Pasuk tells us what these weeks of Sefiras HaOmer need to be. We know, Usfartem Lochem Imacharas HaShabbos, the Indian of Sefira. But the Torah tells us what these weeks have to be. And the Pasuk says, Sheva Shabbosois, Tmimois Tihiyena. We all know that the Torah is telling us that these weeks have to be complete weeks. And of course, we learn many different things out of it, that you have to count every night. You can't miss a night. There has to be Sheva Shabbosois Tmimois. We also learn different halachas from here, that people make sure to daven Ma'ariv very late on Shavuos, that all the days of the Sfira should be complete days that we count, the 49 days to the 50th day. But the Nesiv HaShalom brings from the Birkas Avram that we can learn something very, very important and very different from this Pasuk. Sheva Shabbosois Tmimois Tihiyena tells us that we know that every day of the Sfira, we use the Sfira as a step. Every day is a step toward Kabbalah HaTorah. And how do we come to Kabbalah HaTorah? Every day we try to improve ourselves a little bit. We work on ourselves during Sfira. We work on Amidos. We work on Bein Adam LaChaveroi, the different lessons that were learned during Sfira and from Sfira. So every day we try to grow a little bit. But says the Birkas Avram, from this pasuk we could learn that at least if you're not able to grow and to improve yourself, you're not able to take advantage of every day during the Sfira, at least let the Shabbosois be Tmimois. Sheva Shabbosois Tmimois Tiyena. Make sure that the Shabbosois that are in these weeks, that we use them the right way, that we grow from a Shabbos. Because every one of us knows that we could improve our Shabbosois in some way, whether it's how our time is spent on Shabbos, whether it is Kedusha Shabbos, whether it's how we do Oineg Shabbos, whether it's Shmira Shabbos, every one of these angles about the Shabbos, we all know that we could improve. So the Birkas Avram tells us from that pasuk, Sheva Shabbosois Tmimois Tiyena. During the week, we're all harried, we're all so busy, and we're chasing our tails, and sometimes it's hard to slow down and try to remember what our goals are and what we have to do during Sfira. But when it comes to Shabbos and all that slows down, so Sheva Shabbosois Tmimois Tiyena. At least stop for a minute on Shabbos. Let the Shabbosois be whole. Let's grow and use the Shabbosois during these weeks. And really, during the weekdays of the Yemei HaSfira, the Avoida is one of Tahara, where we try to be Metayer our Midos, where we try to grow in our Midos, as we say in the Hirotzayim, L'taharenu, Miklipasenu, Mitumasenu. Every one of the days in the Sfira, you work on being mitaher yourself, being mitaher your midos. But we know that the ikar preparation for Kabbalah HaTorah is really the next step. And that is the next step after Tahara, after being Metahir our Midos. And that is the step of Kedusha. And you know where that comes from? That comes from that preparation for Kabbalah Satorah. That comes really from the Shabbosos, from each Shabbos during the Sfira, as we say there too, Lihiskadesh b'kedusha shel Maila. And the Kedusha shel Maila, we know this tremendous Kedusha, this lofty Kedusha of Shabbos Kodesh. As we mentioned last week during the Shir, we mentioned from the Pasuk of Usafartem Lochem Imocharas HaShabbos, we mentioned the Drasha that the word Usafartem we could translate to tell us Usafartem as in Sapir, Usafartem Sapir V'Yahaloim, as in a sapphire and a diamond. So during the Sfira, we take that, the Midos that we have, and we try to polish them up, Usafartem, we try to grow each and every day, to shine up all of our anyanim, all of the things that we need to grow during Sfira, your Midos. But Usafartem Lochem, the Inyone Lochem, your Lochem, your Gashmias, that's what we're trying to improve. We're not telling a person to stop doing Gashmias. We're not telling here that you should become a hermit, that you shouldn't live. But Usfartem Lochem, all the actions that we do, be Metayer them a little bit. Let's grow a little bit. The Lochem, the things that you do for yourself, your Gashmias, that you have to try to improve. But the Shabbos is a level above that. The Shabbos brings Kedusha to every Jew. And the Kabrina Rav, Zechus Yagan Aleinu, tells us that in the Shabbos Zemirais, we sing, Kodesh Hi Lochem Shabbos Hamalka. We all know, we're familiar with these words, Kodesh Hi Lochem Shabbos Hamalka. That on Shabbos, Kodesh Hi Lochem. That even the regular things that you do, and we do a whole week, we eat, we sleep, we talk, we socialize, we do all these things with the people around us, with our family, with our other people in our lives, but on Shabbos, Kodesh Hi Lochem, the things of Lochem, the regular Gashmias things that you do, Shabbos Hamalka. It has to be different. On Shabbos, the regular things that would look like you're doing the same things as you're doing during the week, but it's Kodesh Hi Lochem. It's something which is elevated. It has a lot more Kedusha, even the Lochem. The Lochem, things that you do for yourself, need to become Kodesh because Shabbos brings Kedusha. As we say in the Kiddush, Techila Lemikroi Kodesh. Shabbos is the beginning of all things that are holy. That if somebody wants to grow in Kedusha, which is sort of a requisite for Kabbalah Satorah this time of the year, someone wants to grow in Kedusha, the Haschala, Techila Lemikroi Kodesh. The beginning, the Haschala, begins with Shabbos. And the Reish Chachma tells us that when the Pasuk says in Parshas Bereishis, Vayivorech Elokim Es Yom HaShvi'i Vayikadesh Oisoi, that Hashem blessed the seventh day, Vayikadesh Oisoi, and He gave it holiness, He gave it Kedusha. The Reish Chachma tells us that Shabbos, we see from this Pasuk, that Shabbos is the Mekor HaKedusha. That the seventh day was blessed, Vayivorech Elokim Es Yom HaShvi'i Vayikadesh Oisoi, that the seventh day was blessed with what? With Kedusha. It is the Mekor HaKedusha, that anyone who wants to grow in Kedusha, you start with the Shabbos Kodesh. So the Iker preparation for Kabbalah Satorah for us during this time of the year comes from the Shabbosai. So now back to our Pasuk. Now we understand, Sheva Shabbosai Tmimois Tiyena. At least let these Shabbosais be complete. And we already passed a few of the Shabbosais. But let the last ones, the last few weeks of Sfira now, let these Shabbosais be complete. Let's treat these Shabbosais differently. And the Saba Kedisha of Slonim, Zechus Yagan Aleinu, brought down in the Nesiv Shalom, he tells us that every minute on Shabbos Kodesh is like you could accomplish in a minute on Shabbos what it would take hours to do during the week. And this is not mine, it's not me saying this, even though we could feel it. You feel on Shabbos that you're a bit different. But the Saba Kedisha of Slonim is telling us What that difference is that each word, each minute of Shabbos is like a powerhouse. Each minute of Shabbos, you could accomplish in a minute what would take you hours during the week. And Hashem really created a world. Hashem created a world where there's no shlemus in anything. The Siva Shalom tells us that nothing is complete. Everything is missing something. Hashem didn't create a world of complete. When Mashiach comes, we will come to a world that is complete. The only thing in Olam Hazeh that is created complete, that is the Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos, which is the neshama of Klal Yisrael. Shabbos, which is the neshama also of the Torah. Those things, through Shabbos, one can reach Shlemus. And it's the only way to reach Shlemus in our world. So therefore, but you need Shabbosois Tamimois. You need to make the Shabbosois complete. And there shouldn't be a Chilul Shabbos. You know, the Siva Shalom brings down a translation of Chilul Shabbos, because we just said now that we want to make the Shabbosois Tamimois. We want to make them whole. Chilul comes from the word also of Chalal, which is a hole. So don't let there be a hole in the Shabbos, because if it's a hole, then it's not complete. A whole Shabbos brings one to a complete Kabbalah Satorah. You want a complete Kabbalah Satorah, you want Sheva Shabbosois to me, then don't be Mechal the Shabbos. Mechal the Shabbos doesn't only mean someone who's over Malachas and turns on electricity on Shabbos, who's over, carries outside Mishus HaRabim. We're not only discussing that. A Chalal on the Shabbos is how we fear Zachan the Shabbos, and how a person conducts themselves on a Shabbos. Shabbos, which is this day of Shlemus. And that brings us, if we have a Shlemus, if we are complete, and we have a complete Shabbos, that brings us to a complete Kabbalah Satorah. As the Pasuk tells us in Tehillim, Toras Hashem Tamima. The Torah of Hashem becomes complete. And a complete Shabbos gives us a schus that we could come to Shavuos, and we have a complete Kabbalah Satorah. And every person knows how they have to grow. And as I always say in the Shir, people spend way too much time worrying about how everybody else has to change and how everybody else has to grow. And it leaves you very, very little time to do what's really important, which is improving yourself, which is making yourself complete on Shabbos, which is looking at the things that you need to improve yourself to grow, how you can become a complete person. And what we really need to do is we introspect, we look at ourselves and we say, how can I become better tomorrow night, this Shabbos? Could I daven a little better? Could I not be thinking about business on Shabbos? Could I not be speaking words of Lashon Hara on Shabbos? Could I not be speaking Dvarim B'Talim at the Shabbos table? Am I being nice to the people around me on Shabbos? Am I making a Kiddush Hashem on Shabbos? Is my Shabbos complete, or is this Chil Shabbos? Or is this a hole in the Shabbos? We need to learn and to daven on the Shabbos differently, so our Lochem can be different. Usfartem Lochem. Sheva Shabbosois Tmimois Tiyena. Let's start this week. Let our Shabbos be complete.